弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在几个月以前呢
？A few months ago,
我们就有那个第五周就有交通聚会。
And we have the fellowship meeting for the edification of the saints.
那么在组长开会啊家庭聚会小组长开会的时候呢
？And in the small group leaders meeting,
就有弟兄鼓励我能够在第五周的时候跟弟兄姊妹们能够有一些交通。
And brothers have encouraged me to share something with you on the fifth week, which is today.
上次弟兄姊妹们交通非常的踊跃。
I remember last time when we had such a meeting, everyone was very active in participating.
所以我没有找到机会。
So I want to grab hold of the opportunity first.
所以我今天坐到第一排，我第一个上来讲。
So I'm sitting on the front row, and I'm be the first to speak.
当弟兄鼓励我跟弟兄姊妹们有一些交通的时候呢
，When brothers encourage me to share with you，
我就在那里有些祷告。
I have been praying。
我跟我的姊妹一起祷告。
I pray with my wife。
我要跟弟兄姊妹们交通些什么呢
？See, what I should share with you？
因为信主这么些来，我实在是经历主很多的恩典。
Because after all these years of believing the Lord, I have experienced much of Him。
那么今天我想在这里跟弟兄姊妹们交通一些关于我参加这个家庭聚会的一些收获。
And I want to share with you what I gain from participating in family group meeting。
以及在这个家庭聚会当中的经历。
And in the family meeting and my experience there。
我是04年4月份信主的。
I was
04年。
I was born again on 2004.
所以在座很多弟兄姊妹信主年龄都比我又早。
So I believe many of you have believed in the Lord much longer than I have.
感谢主，当我信主以后
，After I believe in the Lord，
我们就有一次就有机会开始参加在Parramatta区的这个家庭聚会。
And after I believe in the Lord, I began to participate in the Parramatta home group.
具体的日期我记得不是很清楚了。
I'm not sure when I started.
可能是04年的12月份或者05年的1月份。
Perhaps December 2004 or January 2005.
当我在思想我要与弟兄怎么交通的时候
，When I think about what I wish to share with you,
我很惊讶的发现
，I discover to my amazement.
自从我参加这个聚会以后
，After I participating in those meetings，
到现在差不多十年时间过去了。
Until now is nearly 10 years。
在这十年期间
，So in that 10 years，
我经历主很多的恩典。
I have experienced much of the grace of God。
我的妻子从中国来到这里与我团聚。
And my wife can come here from China to reunite with me。
我的四个孩子也一一的出生。
My four children, one by one, they were born。
我们没有因为其他的原因就是除了小孩子出生的那个一个月的坐月子期间
，and apart from the after the child was born and that 1 month of confinement，
我们就没有因为天气或者其他的原因，缺席过这样的聚会。
We did not miss any meetings because of the weather or any other small reasons.
也许我这样讲的时候，弟兄姊妹可能会觉得说，哦，你很好，你爱主，所以你参加这个聚会。
And when I say this, you might say, oh, because you are good, you love the Lord, that's why you did not miss the meeting.
但是当我跟我的姊妹在一起交通的时候
，But when I share with my wife,
我们实在深深的觉得，不是因为我们好，我们愿意去聚会。
We felt strongly that it's not because we are good, therefore we went to the meeting.
实在是因为我参加这个家庭聚会，给我很多的收获。
But it's that when I go to this family meeting, home meeting, I gain a lot.
我经历出极大的恩典。
I gain the grace of the Lord.
记得当我一个人跟我的哥哥一起参加这个家庭聚会的时候
，When I was by myself alone, I went to the meeting with my brother.
我刚刚信主。
I just believe in the Lord.
我很多东西都不懂。
I do not know many things.
当然那时候开始读圣经了。
But I began to read the Bible.
这个很自然的里面的一个需求，我愿意去聚会。
Because they have this natural desire to want to meet with brothers and sisters and to go to the meeting.
在还没有信主以前，我也参加主日的聚会，但是我不参加家庭聚会。
And before I believe in the Lord, I come to the big Sunday meeting, but I did not go to any home meeting.
参加主日聚会也不是我情愿的。
And even coming to the big Sunday meeting, I wasn't coming here willingly.
但是当我信主以后，我就心里面就有一个盼望，能够参加家庭聚会。
But after I believe in the Lord, I have this hope that I want to come to the home meeting.
这是一个查经的聚会。
Because it is a meeting where we study the Bible.
所以在去聚会之前就读一些圣经。
So before coming, I will read my Bible.
然后来到聚会当中。
Then we come to the meeting.
弟兄姊妹就鼓励我有些交通。
And brothers and sisters encourage me to share.
我自己在家里读圣经的时候，我觉得很多收获。
When I read the Bible on my own at home, I gain a lot.
但是在聚会当中，我交通出来的时候呢
？But when I come to the meeting, home meeting, and share it,
哦，有的时候我就发现我的交通是错误的。
I discover that my sharing sometimes they are wrong.
这个时候就有弟兄姊妹来帮助我。
And then, other brothers and sisters will help me.
有些时候呢，当我在聚会当中交通的时候
，And sometimes when I share in the home meeting,
我以为主的话就是这么多了。
I only knew that much of the word of God.
但是在聚会当中，弟兄姊妹们一起来交通的时候
，But when other brothers and sisters are sharing on the same passage,
我就发现原来主的话也是无限丰富的。
I discover how bountiful is the word of God.
每一次都得到这个供应。
And every time I come, I gain so much.
刚刚信主的时候也不知道怎么祷告。
And when I first believed in the Lord, I did not know how to pray.
也是因为来到家庭聚会当中
，But when I come to the home meeting.
弟兄姊妹们鼓励我有些祷告。
And brothers and sisters encouraged me to pray.
刚开始就想学其他人怎么祷告。
And at first I just learned how to imitate how other people pray.
等他们祷告完了以后，我就会忘记了。
And after they pray, I forgotten what they have prayed.
不知道怎样祷告。
I'm not sure how to pray.
他就因着在家庭聚会当中慢慢的一点学习。
But slowly I learned to pray in the home meeting.
尤其的祷告。
And to learn to pray aloud.
有些时候，当我又想要去参加聚会，我觉得很累。
Sometimes when I want to go to the meeting, but I felt physically tired.
还没有去，觉得很辛苦，很累。
And I find that it's very hard.
但每一次当我来到聚会当中的时候
，But every time I come to the home meeting,
都是觉得非常的喜乐。
I have so much joy within me.
因为我们前两天在另外一个聚会当中，另外一个姊妹交通到同样的事情。
And 2 days ago, we were in another home meeting, and a sister shared the same thing.
到他那天，他想来聚会，觉得很辛苦。
And that day, coming to the meeting, she felt very difficult to make it. And so much struggle.
当她来到聚会当中的时候
，But when she finally came to the meeting place,
接着与弟兄姊妹在一起的交通
，She felt that she had fellowship with brothers and sisters.
她得到了释放
，She had gained so much.
非常的喜乐
，And so much joy.
所以，当我们参加全家人一起去参加家庭聚会的时候呢
，So when my whole family going to the whole meeting,
不仅这个读到主的话语。
Not only we read the word of God,
学习怎样的祷告
，we learn how to pray,
而且呢，我们在家庭聚会当中学到很多的诗歌
，and we also learn many new hymns in the family meeting.
因为在主日聚会的时候，我们所唱的很多的诗歌是很有限的
，because on Sunday the hymns we sang are quite limited in the scope.
但在家庭大聚会当中呢
，but in the family meeting,
弟兄姊妹随着圣灵的感动。
Brother and sister, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
所点的一些诗歌是我从来没有听过的。
They will choose hymns that I have never heard before.
所以我就有机会在家庭聚会当中学到很多的诗歌。
So in the home meeting, I can learn many new hymns.
以至于后呢，我有机会在这里把这些诗歌介绍给弟兄姊妹。
And then I was able to come here and introduce some of the songs we learned to you.
所以当我觉得当我们回想我这么多年可以一直坚持参加这个家庭聚会的时候呢
？So I think about all these years.For me to insist of going to the home meeting,
我实在觉得我需要来到家庭聚会当中。
I felt that I need to come to the home meeting,
来到弟兄姊妹当中。
To come among brothers and sisters,
一方面得从主那里得到的供应。
On one hand, gain the supply from the Lord,
另一方面也从弟兄姊妹们的交通当中得到帮助与造就。
And then receive help and edification from the sharing of the brothers and sisters.
因为我跟姊妹常常觉得我们是软弱的。
Because Me and my wife, I felt that we are weak.
我们没有办法可以离开弟兄姊妹，离开聚会，然后可以做一个很好的基督徒。
There's no way we can be a good Christian if we are away from the meeting or away from the brothers and sisters.
这个是我们参加这个在帕拉马塔区的家庭聚会。
So this is how I felt in coming to the Parramatta home meeting.
差不多两年以前。
And about 2 years ago,
我又参加另外一个家庭聚会。
I also go to another home meeting.
这个家庭聚会在 Chesterfield
and this home meeting is in Chesterfield.
当我在参加这个家庭聚会之前呢，其实弟兄鼓励我很多次能够来参加这个聚会。
And they have encouraged me to go to that home meeting.
我当时也有一些祷告，因为我觉得我时间不知道够不够的。
And at first I pray, I'm not sure whether I have enough time to do that.
所以挺长一段时间我就没有参加。
So for a long time I did not go.
后来真的祷告也有感动，我就参加这个聚会了。
And then as after I pray, I felt that I should go and I start going.
在这个聚会当中呢
，In that meeting,
有一老弟兄给我很大的一个帮助，一个榜样。
There was an old brother there who has given me much encouragement and set a good example.
老弟兄已经八十几岁了。
Our old brother is in his 80s.
但是他从来没有因为任何的原因中断过这个聚会。
But he will never miss any meeting for any reason.
只要他在澳洲。
As long as he's in Australia,
他一定参加这个聚会。
He will definitely come to the meeting.
他来帮助我们。
He come and help us.
他来为我们传扬主的话语。
He came and share God's word with us.
后来因为特殊的原因，这个聚会呢，后来搬到我的家里来了。
And later on, for some special reasons, that meeting was moved to my house.
但这个聚会在我家里以后呢？
And after that meeting was in my house,
我们更是经历主的恩典。
We experienced more of God's grace.
我记得当我的姊妹在生第三个孩子第四个孩子的时候。
I remember when my wife was pregnant or given birth to the fourth child.
首先因为我们这个聚会很小。
And because our gathering was quite small.
所以我们这个聚会在结束的时候有分组祷告的。
And after we finish the meeting, we will spread into small groups to pray.
所以呢，就有机会，就是弟兄姊妹之间可以彼此代祷。
So as we spread into small groups, we can pray for one another.
记得那时候小辉的肚子已经很大，快要生孩子了。
That time, my wife still pregnant with the fourth child and is about to give birth.
但是产检的时候，医生告诉他说，孩子的头还没有转下去，已经很大了。
And the doctor has been warning us that the child's head hasn't been turning around. Even though it's about to be born.
根据医生的经验呢，他告诉我们说，孩子的头不会自然转下去的。
According to the doctor's experience, that the child's head would not automatically turn.
所以需要安排一个医生给他做用人工的手动的方法，把孩子的头转下去。
They say that they might need to do some special procedures to turn his head around.
当然他告诉我们这也有危险的。
And of course he warned us that there will be certain danger associated with that.
因为医生可能在转的过程当中呢，可能会出血，可能当时就要生产。
Because as they are trying to turn or maneuver it, they might be causing bleeding and that you must have the child born straight away.
之前我们没有这样的经历。
And we did not have that experience before.
前面这三个孩子都很顺利。
Because the first three child they were born quite smoothly.
所以我们就有很担心了。
So there was much anxiety with us.
我们就在这个星期五晚上的聚会当中，我们就交通这件事情。
So on that Friday night meeting, we shared with brothers and sisters of our need.
弟兄就为我们祷告。
And the brothers and sisters prayed for us.
我们不够有信心。
And given us much help.
我们祷告说，主帮助医生，借着医生的手，能够把这个胎要转好。
We pray that doctor's hand will be good in turning the head around.
结果由于里面在主里面年长的弟兄，有经历的弟兄。
And then there was an older brother who had much experience. He shared with us.
他替我们祷告说，不交在人的手中。
And he prayed for us. He said that we commit that to the hands of God.
又把它交在主的手中。
Commit that to the hands of God.
求主他自己来亲自来转动这个胎儿。
And may God Himself turn the baby around.
所以这是星期五晚上的事情。
That was Friday night.
差不多是星期一，下个这个星期五过后到星期一、星期二的时候。
And in the following week, on either Monday or Tuesday,
那小辉就到医院里去做这个准备转胎儿的这个事情了。
So my wife went to the hospital to submit to that procedure.
那么护士就先为她做检查。
And the nurse had checked her out first.
护士检查完，他不敢确定，因为他觉得不可能，因为好像他感觉孩子的头已经转下去，已经转好了。
And when the nurse looked at the scan, she was surprised to see that the head of the child has already gone to the right location.
结果后来那个医生就来了。
And the doctor came in to have a look.
他在做最后的确认。
And do another confirmation.
然后用仪器检查。
And using the equipment to check.
他检查完以后，他说这个是一个 good baby.
And after he checked, he said, "This is a good baby."
他说我不能够做什么呢
？He said, "There's nothing I can do now."
因为他已经做了我所要做的。
Because the baby has already completed what I was going to do.
我们知道这个不是因为这个孩子乖。
But we knew that it was not that the child was a good child.
这乃是因为主听了弟兄姊妹的祷告。
But God had listened to the prayer of brothers and sisters.
不止这些。
Not just this.
我们在聚会当中还有一位姊妹交通到。他在工作中所遇到的难处。
And in the meeting, there was a sister who shared that she has some problem at work.
姊妹在政府部门工作。
And she cannot continue there.
在政府部门工作。
She actually working in the government department.
在我们看来，这是一个非常好的职业。
And it was quite a good job.
但原因这是因为我们在家庭聚会当中。
But when we were in the home meeting,
不是很多的人。
Not many people.
我们就有了很亲切的交通。
In there we can have very close, we have much closer fellowship.
我可以把自己的难处带借着这个交通带到主的面前。
We can bring our difficulties, our problems to the fellowship meeting.
他交通到他的上司，他经理是怎样的待他。
And she shared about how bad her boss was treating her.
处处给他难处。
And has been giving her much difficulties.
当他交通出来以后。
But when she shared that,
弟兄姊妹们就来帮助他了。
And brother and sister came to help her.
就鼓励他，用主的话来鼓励他，不以恶报恶。
And using the word of God to encourage her not to repay evil with evil.
鼓励他以善报恶。
But to encourage her to repay evil with good.
甚至为他的经历祷告。
And to pray for her.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很稀奇的又再一次看到主听我们的祷告。
So amazingly, we heard again how God has helped us.
我们与这位姊妹一同的来经历是主怎样来做工的。
So together with this sister, we experienced the work of God.
不久以后，她告诉我们。
After a short while after that, she told us.
当她愿意学习这样的以善来报恶的时候。
When she learned how to repay evil with good.
就看见主的手了。
Then she saw the hand of God.
没有多久，她的这个整个公司就有一个大的变动。
And not long after that, there's a big change in her company.
调来了新的更高层的经理。
There was a higher boss came to the office.
因他的这个经理把很多人都得罪了，所以很多人都投诉到更上面的部门去了。
Because the boss who was being mean to her has offended many people, and many people lodged a complaint against him.
最后呢，这个经理就被调走了。
And later on, this superior was moved away from that department.
在这经理被调走以前，他向他的上司讲了很多这位姊妹的坏话。
And
坏话对。
And before this superior was moved, he complained to his boss how bad this sister was.
但是呢，当他调走以后呢，他跟这个上司呢看到这姊妹的工作以后呢，完全就是说改变他的看法了。
But later on, when this superior was moved away, the other superior saw the work of this sister, and he changed totally his impression of her.
姊妹的处境得到极大的改变。
And our sister, her work environment was changed greatly.
她的经历呢，使我想起的于洪杰弟兄所交通他那个经历是非常的相似。
And her experience are quite similar to Brother Yu Hongjie's sharing about his boss.
我们就看见。主的手的
We can see the hands of God.
我们与他来经历
And together with him, we can experience God.
我们就觉得很感谢主
We thank the Lord.
我们这么渺小的人
And we who are so small.
这么小的事情
Such a small matter.
但主都愿意听我们的祷告
But God is willing to listen to our prayers.
当然在家庭聚会当中
And in our home meetings.
也有另外的学习
We can have such learnings.
就记得有一次在聚会当中有一位老弟兄，他是在格兰梅尔圣公会的。
I remember in our meeting once there was an old brother who came from Granville Anglican Church.
弟兄姊妹们，我信主，因为我就是在基督徒聚会中信的。
And because I believe in the Lord, in the Christian Assembly.
我对其他的团体不了解。
I do not, I'm not familiar with other organizations.
甚至有听到一些弟兄姊妹讲的，好像说，哦，这个姊妹是公会的，这个弟兄是哪里的，好像觉得他们不是很好，像我觉得我们最好一样的。
And sometimes I heard people say, so and so is from such a denomination, so and so from the other organization. I always felt that we are better and they are less than us.
因着我参加家庭聚会。
But when I came to the home meeting,
我有机会能够接触到不同的团体里的弟兄姊妹。
I have the opportunity to meet with brothers and sisters from other churches.
刚开始我想
，At first I think,
我们呢有很多的不同。
We have many differences.
他们有牧师，我们没有。
They have pastors we do not have.
他们有传统的背景，跟我们不一样。
They have some traditional background that we do not have.
这是我当初的想法。
That's what I thought.
但是当我们在一起聚会的时候
But when we meet together,
我们打开主的话语
and we open up the word of God,
我们读主的话语
we read the word of God,
我们在一起唱诗歌
we, together we sing hymns,
我们在一起交通的时候
we have fellowship with one another,
我发现
I discover,
事实上不是像我原先所想象的那样
the fact is unlike what I thought.
事实上，我们都有主的生命。
The fact is that we all have the same life of the Lord.
我们在主里面可以有很好的交通。
So in the Lord, we can all have good fellowship with one another.
一个很深的印象是，这个圣公会的老弟兄。
And this old brother from the Anglican Church.
他也是交通到我们那天读到提摩太前书第二章。
And he shared from first Timothy chapter 2.
保罗在那里劝提摩太说：“第一，你要为万人祈求。”
And Paul was encouraging Timothy to pray for all men.
祷告。
And to pray.
哦，这个弟兄就交通到说，他读了这些圣经以后，他很有感触。
And when this brother shared, after he read that, he had much touch.
他说他很有有什么感触呢？
What was touching his heart?
他说前一段时间我们不是听到浙江温州的那个三江教会的十字架就教堂被拆毁吗？
And he heard about in 浙江 in 温州 the crosses in the church has been taken down by the government.
他说他天天关注这件事情。
Every day he was praying for that matter.
不是，他关注这件事情，看这个报纸。
He was observing this on the newspaper.
但是呢，他自从那天晚上读到提摩太前书第二章的时候
，So that night when he read in First Timothy chapter 2,
他说他才被提醒
，He was suddenly reminded.
他觉得有很深的亏欠
，He felt that there was so much he was lacking in.
他说这么些日子呢，我关注这件事情
，He said I've been caring for that matter.
但是我从来没有为他祷告过
，But I did not actually pray for it.
没有为这些弟兄姊妹祷告过。
I did not pray for the brothers and sisters.
之前呢，我听到他这样交通了以后呢
，So after I heard his sharing,
我有一个很深的震撼。
I have a deep impression.
是啊，我也知道这件事情。
I knew about it too.
但我没有常常为他祷告。
But I did not pray for him.
我们只是在可能只是在星期五晚上的这个查经聚会以后，我们分组交通分组祷告的时候，也为这件事情祷告过。
So that night after the whole meeting, as we spread into small group to pray, we pray for that matter.
但平时呢，我们没有为这件事情祷告。
Because before that, we did not pray for it.
老弟兄的话，交通提醒了我。
So our old brother's fellowship has reminded me.
我就得到了提醒。
And I was reminded what I should do.
我们应该为远在身在远方的弟兄姊妹祷告。
We should also pray for brothers and sisters who are far away.
好像我们昨天收到信息说，有一帮的信徒在伊拉克，他们又被处决。
And we heard last night that there are a group of believers in Iraq that has been executed.
我们后来，我在家里，我们就跟姊妹一起为这件事情来祷告。
And when I gone home, I prayed together with my wife for that matter.
主是听我们祷告的主。
The Lord listens to our prayers.
在家庭聚会当中不止这些。
So in the family meeting, that's what we have learned.
记得几天星期五晚上的时候，家庭聚会当中，我的姊妹交通到说，她的嘴巴里有很多的溃疡，五个溃疡，五个的溃疡，口腔溃疡。
My wife shared on the Friday night a home meeting that she had 5 ulcers in her mouth.
我们不是都有一个共同的生命吗
？We all have a life that's common.
我们称彼此信徒为我们的弟兄姊妹。
We call believers as our brothers and sisters.
你怎么感觉是弟兄姊妹呢
？So how do you feel about that matter?
我们彼此相亲。
We should be close to one another.
彼此相爱。
To love one another.
这个在家庭聚会当中能够得到极大的体现。
So we can be reminded, in the home meeting.
当有姊妹交通到这个他的口腔溃疡的时候呢，那就老弟兄给他。提建议怎样做，然后呢，就姊妹说她又给她拿药，就是很多的关怀在里面。
So when this sister shared about her ulcers, there'll be old brother who advised her how she care for it, and other people was willing to offer some medication for her.
第二天早上
，The second day after that,
一位在Cambridge 圣公会聚会的姊妹
，There was a sister who meet in Cambridge Anglican Church.
她就为我的姊妹送药过来。
She has delivered some medication to my wife.
她有上班的。
Even though she needs to go to work.
那她在上班的这个可能间隔之间，她就送药过来了。
So during her lunch interval, she came and sent the medication across.
我们非常的感动。
And we were moved by her act.
我们看到姊妹弟兄姊妹这种相爱，非常的。
We can see how brothers and sisters really love one another.
在聚会当中。
So in the gathering,
我们不仅交通到主的话语
，not only we share the word of God,
我们也交通到我们自己自身很切实际的问题。
We also share about some of the practical issues that we come upon.
哦，我们甚至交通到在聚会当中会打瞌睡的问题。
And we even share about how brother and sister falling asleep in the meeting.
哦，记得我们在交通到这个聚会当中会打瞌睡的问题的时候呢
？And when we share about this matter,
啊，一位老弟兄给我们一个非常好的建议。
There was an old brother who given us a very good suggestion.
哦，之前我没有听过了。
Before that, I never heard about it.
但是我想今天在这里，我也跟弟兄姊妹也介绍一下这个方法。
So I want to introduce you what our old brother has shared with us to prevent falling asleep.
我们为什么会在家庭聚会当中交通到说打瞌睡问题呢
？Why do we share about falling asleep in the home meetings?
是因为一位很好的姊妹。
Because there was a sister who was a very good sister.
她很希望她的弟兄能够参加家庭聚会
She hoped that her husband can come to the home meeting.
但是她的弟兄参加家庭聚会时老是打瞌睡。
But her husband always falling asleep in the meeting.
我们她就提醒他。
And she keep reminding him.
但有的是提醒太多，弟兄就觉得很反感。
And after reminded him too many times, he got offended.
她就交通说这是不是有属灵的征战
？So she shared that this is like a spiritual warfare.
或者有什么办法能够让她在聚会的时候不这么样的打瞌睡？
So she asked, is there any practical ways to prevent falling asleep in the meeting?
后来老弟兄就告诉我们。
And old brother tell us.
他说，当你在聚会当中觉得很困又打瞌睡的时候呢
？When you were in the meeting and you felt that you are very tired and about to fall asleep.
他说，你可以做两样事情。
There are two things you can do.
第一呢，你就祷告。
Firstly, you need to pray.
就是帮助你能够清醒。
Ask God to wake you up.
听进主的话语。
To listen to God's word.
第二呢，你可以用你的手。
Secondly, you can use your hand.
他说你可以这样子做。
He said you can do this.
你的虎口。
Do this. And press hard against it.
你的虎口我感觉不是很多的啊不是感觉效果不是很明显。
At first you felt that it's not that obvious.
然后他说了还有一个方法。
There's another way.
伸出你的手指这样子捏。
And pinch on your middle finger this way.
哎，这个效果非常明显。
This is very obvious.
这个一捏到你肯定睡不着了。
Because if you press hard against it, I'm sure you cannot fall asleep.
这个之前呢，我是没有听过的。
I have never heard this before.
但老弟兄告诉我，我觉得这个很好的方法。
But after our brother shared that, I felt this is a very good way.
所以昨天晚上我们在那个一周弟兄的那个家里的查经聚会时，我也分享这个方法。
So last night in Ichu's house home meeting, I shared about that method.
大家都觉得效果很好。
Everyone felt that this is a good method.
所以下一次当你打瞌睡的时候，你就尝试这个方法。
So next time when you're about to fall asleep, press against your middle fingers.
那我们在聚会中不打瞌睡。
So that we will not fall asleep in the meeting.
也不止这些。
Not only this.
记得我之前参加聚会的时候呢。
I remember when I was going to home meetings.
不管是处女聚会。主日的聚会
whether it's Sunday meeting,
还是家庭聚会
or home meetings,
我常常迟到的。
I was always late.
基本上是每会都是迟到的。
Almost every time I was late.
记得在利肯聚会的时候
remember when I was meeting in Lincoln,
常常是快要掰饼了才到。
I always came to the meeting about the time of breaking a break.
觉得非常惭愧。
And I felt quite sad about that.
惭愧过后了，下周照样迟到。
Even though I was embarrassed, but I again
不知道怎么办
coming late the following week.
不知道怎么办
I'm not sure what to do.
那时候还只有一个孩子。
At that time, I only have one child.
后来呢，我们的丁老弟兄在那个澳本就有家庭聚会，他就讲故事。
And later on, our brother Ding was telling stories in Auburn.
他可能他丁老弟兄很爱我的。
And I know that brother Ding loved me.
他就告诉我，你不能老是迟到。
And he told me that you cannot always come late.
如果你要迟到，我不让你进来。
He said, "If you come late again, I will not let you come in."
那我跟姊妹会想去听丁老弟兄讲故事。
And both my wife and I really love to go and listen to Brother Ding telling stories.
我们常常是在回家的路上呢，我们就感觉说，我们今天参加这个家庭聚会，我们像是吃大餐一样。
And we felt that going to home meeting is like going to a banquet, to a feast.
那我们在回家的路上，我们就开始回味，再开始咀嚼。
And on the way home, we always like still chewing on the good things that we have listened and enjoyed.
但是他说你如果迟到的话，以后就不让你来了。
But when Brother Ding gave us the ultimatum that if you are late again, I will not let you come in.
我们就跟姊妹就在一起下定决心。
And me and my wife have set our mind upon this matter.
真的不能再迟到了。
So we cannot be late again.
那个时候只有一个孩子。
That time we only have one child.
但事实上呢，主总是给我们极大的恩典。
And God has been gracious to us.
当我们有这样立志的以后呢？
After we set our mind upon it,
他的恩典就临到我们。
His grace came upon us.
所以后来我们主日聚会就不会再迟到。
And we begin to come on time and not late again.
这个之前在我们看来是不可能的事情。
So something that will seem to be impossible to us.
但主能够做到。
But the Lord can do it.
所以回想这十年以来。
So I think about these last 10 years.
我们去参加家庭聚会。
We're going to home meetings.
我跟我的姊妹。
My wife and I.
我们实在深深觉得。
We truly felt that.
不是因为我们爱主，我们付代价去参加聚会。
It's not because we love the Lord, we pay the price to go to the meetings.
我们实在还是觉得我们去参加聚会，我们得到主极大的祝福与恩典。
But I said we go to the meeting and we felt that the God has been really blessing us.
以至于在上个星期五聚会当中，一位姊妹告诉我们，问我们，她说：“你们四个孩子去参加聚会也好，或者家里能够接待聚会，是不是带孩子都很顺利，都很好？”
You say you have 4 children to take them to meetings like that. Is that everything going smoothly all the time?
我说不是的。
I say no.
那是因为我们在弟兄姊妹当中，在这聚会当中，借着弟兄姊妹的关怀祷告，我们得到极大的恩典。
It's just that when we go to such meetings, we have received much care from brothers and sisters. We have been encouraged.
有时候小孩子生病了，借着弟兄姊妹的祷告，很快就好，就带过去了。
When our children are sick, and through the prayers of brothers and sisters, they can recover quickly.
所以每当这个又去参加家庭聚会的时候
，So before we go to any home meetings,
我们不仅我们自己都非常的向往要去
，Not only we want to go.
我们的孩子也很高兴。
Our children also happy to go.
哦，他说今天又去哪位叔叔家里，今天又去哪里，很开心。
He said today we're going to Uncle So and So's house. They're very happy, looking forward to it.
如果跟他说今天不去了
，If they say if we say to them we're not going today,
哇，不行的。
No, they won't take it.
也许呢，我们可能觉得说，有时候说啊，今天很累，我不去了。
And sometimes we say, oh, we're really tired today. Maybe we won't go today.
可能今天晚上过得很没有恩典。
And that night we felt that.We don't enjoy much grace of God.
孩子可能在那里哭闹。
And the children were playing up.
吵架。
Arguing one another.
然后呢，我们去管教他。我们去管教他。
And then we go and discipline them.
我们在那里发火。
And then we were shouting at them.
一个晚上过去了。
Then the night will pass away like that.
收获很多的疲惫。
We in fact became even more tired.
我觉得这个晚上过得很失败。
And we felt that night, that evening was a failure.
可是每当我们去参加家庭聚会回来
，But every time we go to the home meeting and come back,
孩子们很开心
，The children are happy.
我们常常是唱着诗歌去的
，We sing him going there.
唱着诗歌回来
，And singing him coming home.
或者我们回来路上就在交通今天晚上的学习
，And on the night, on the way home, we can share with one another.
我们充满了喜乐
，And we feel of joy.
所以我们觉得我们去聚会呢，不是负担。
So going to a meeting is not a burden to us.
不是付代价。
It's not paying a price.
乃是得祝福。
But it's to receive blessing.
另一方面呢
？On another hand,
我们在聚会当中不仅得到很多神的祝福。
Not only we receive much blessing from God.
记得原先我在这里有交通道说。
I remember that I was here once and sharing with you.
我们在主日聚会当中，很多弟兄姊妹我们不认识他们。
We had many brothers and sisters meeting here.But we do not really know each other.
甚至我们叫不出他们的名字。
We can't even remember their names.
我们都不认识。
Because we do not know one another.
我们怎么能够相爱呢
？So how can we love one another if we don't know one another?
我们怎么能够彼此关怀呢
？How can we care for one another?
但是呢，我们来到聚会，在家庭聚会当中。
But when we come to the home meetings,
你就可以认识很多的弟兄姊妹。
You can get to know brothers and sisters very well.
他们实际生活。
They are actual family living.
他们的工作学习。
Their work, their studies.
甚至他们的属灵光景。
Even their spiritual condition.
当你知道这些以后呢
？When we know all this,
你才有可能彼此关怀。
Then there is a possibility for you to care for them.
彼此鼓励。
To encourage them.
然后才能够彼此相爱。
Then you can love one another.
所以我再说。
So may I stress that?
我们去参加聚会。
We are going to home meetings.
不是我们付代价。
It's not that we paying a price to do that.
是我们得着主极大的祝福。
But we are receiving much blessing from God.
得到很多的恩典。
And grace from Him.
今天早上我在想的时候，你看我们十年时间很快就过去了。
So this morning I think 10 years just pass quickly.
他数算的时候，是经历了他这么大的恩典。
But as I look back, I can count his blessings.
因着时间的关系。
And because of time,
我想我可能要停在这里。
I need to stop here.
但是呢，我真的在这里非常盼望弟兄姊妹们。
I really hope that brothers and sisters.
在我们这里有很多的家庭聚会。
There are many home meetings all over Sydney.
也许你信主很多年了。
And if you have believed in the Lord for many years,
你可能从来都没有参加过家庭聚会。
And you may have not gone to any of these home meetings.
或者你曾经参加过家庭聚会。
Or you have gone to the meetings before.
后来因为种种的原因，你没有参加了。
Because of so many other reasons that you stopped going.
今天我又在这里。
So here am I today.
我非常诚挚的恳要求你们，恳请你们。
I really sincerely encourage you.
如果可以的话
，if at all possible，
去参加你就近的家庭聚会。
Go to the nearby home meetings.
求主给你恩典，让你能够坚持参加这个家庭聚会。
May God give you grace to be persistent in going.
我相信，当多年以后
，after many years later，
你也会像我一样
，like me when you look back。
经历主很大的恩典
，You experience much of the grace of God，
经历很多弟兄姊妹的爱
，and the love of the brothers and sisters，
然后呢
，and then，
你就感受到主是这样的爱你
，and you felt that God is really loving you，
你愿意一生跟随他
，you're willing to follow him。
好，我的交通停在这里
，My fellowship stop here， thank you。Was with the things of God after he believed.
事实上，我的弟弟是借着弟兄带他接受主的。
Actually, my brother Alex was actually came to the Lord with the help of brother Long Mao.
是，虽然我们各自都有四个孩子，我们很忙，也没有很多时间在一起。
And now we all, both of us, have 4 children each, and we are quite busy. We do not spend time.Like before,
但是我自己心里也常常被我们的弟兄所鼓励。
But I'm always encouraged by my brother's example.
当弟兄分享到在家庭聚会的得着的时候
，When our brother shared about how he had gained so much in the home meetings,
我心里有很多的同感。
I have the same feeling as well.
当我坐在那里，我就一直点头，我就觉得是真的是主借着家庭聚会来祝福我们。
As I was sitting there, I keep nodding to what he shared, and I felt the same thing that God really blessed us so much in the home meetings.
我可以见证说，即使在上个星期六，或者说再上个星期六，我都因着家庭聚会重新被扶持、被鼓励。
And I can share that in Saturday's meeting, and even the Saturday before this, I was encouraged in the home meetings to be steadfast.
按照我的本意，我觉得说，好像在家庭聚会前，我应该有一些准备，应该是，准备好着去可以鼓励别人。
And usually before each home meeting, we say to one another that we want to prepare well, so when we go to the meeting, we can encourage others.
这个不是不错的，是好的。
Yes, this is good.
但是很多时候不得不承认神是借着聚会来鼓励我们。
But I have to confess that many a times God has been encouraging us through the sharing of others.
我可以继续分享很多在家庭聚会中得着或被鼓励的事情。
I can share many things that I have been encouraged and gained in the home meetings.
但是我想主给我一个负担就是从另外一个角度来分享一些其他的
But then God gave me encouragement to share from another angle concerning this.
很多福音朋友，当我们跟福音朋友们谈到主耶稣，谈到福音的时候
，When we share with our gospel friends concerning the gospel，
许多人就会有一种看法，就说。你们宗教，你们信主，或者说宗教都是劝人为善。
And many non-believers say to us that all religion teach us to be good people.
所以在一个普通人的观念里面，觉得好像所有宗教是一样的。
So in people's mind, all religions are the same.
是在乎行为。
It's concerning your outward behavior.
Your works.
Your works.
那么我想我们。作为神的儿女，我们对在这点上应该有所认识。
So as children of God, we do need to know the difference between this.
我想 我们一起读一些比较熟悉的经文。
Let's read some familiar scriptures.
一个是以弗所书二章。
First place in chapter 2 of Ephesians.
八到十一节。
Verse 8 to verse 11.
八到十节。
Sorry, verse 8 to 10.
因着时间的缘故，我来或者我们一起读吧，我们一起读。
Let us read together, verse 8 to 10, chapter 2.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。第二处在在腓立比书第一章。
And the second part place is inPhilippians chapter 1,
第三节到第六节
verse 3 to verse 6.
我们也一起来读。
Let's read together.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神；每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。耶稣也是在腓立比书的腓立比书第二章。
Then in Philippians chapter 2,
第十二十三节
，verse 12 and 13。
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的。就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。我们知道我们得救乃是本乎恩。
We knew that we were saved by grace.
也因着信。
Through faith.
不是出于行为。
Not by works.
英文说不是出于工作。
If it's not by works.
乃是他的工作。
Because this is God's work.
但是另外我们刚才看腓立比书的时候
when we read in Philippians,
又说我们乃要做在我们当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
That we need to be with fear and trembling, work out the salvation.
两节都是，这两处都是神的话。
Both places are the word of God.
都是真理。
They are truth.
那我们基督徒的生活中、生命中是不是有工作呢
？So in Christian's life, is there any work involved?
的确是有的。
Yes, there will be.
我们刚才弟兄所见证的就是神在他身上的工作。
And just now, brother testify on the work that God has performed in his life.
我们今天有一个难处。
Today we have a difficulty.
就是我们觉得说我们要用最小的时间或者精力或者投资得到最大的回报。
We always felt that we want to make the least effort to gain the biggest reward.
所以当我跟一些弟兄们谈到传福音的事情的时候。
So later on when I talk to brother and sister about sharing the gospel.
是，不管是其实那些弟兄是当地的，讲英文的弟兄姊妹。
Some of these brothers are actually local Australian brothers and sisters.
但我想同样的难处也在讲中文的弟兄姊妹当中。
I believe they experience the same difficulty like here as well.
就是当我们讲到福音的时候
，When we talk about the gospel，
很多人会说我已经到过那里，我已经做了那件事情。
And many people say, "Oh, I have already been there and done that."
我从小就受过洗。
I have been baptized when I was young.
我已经这件事情已经做好了。
I done everything that is necessary.
我想，特别是在有宗教背景的，在有基督教背景的弟兄姊妹中间，说基督徒家庭长大的弟兄姊妹中间。
So especially among brothers and sisters who are growing up, in Christian family.
觉得说我已经。做了这件事情，我已经好像得到这个救恩。那我接下去还有什么工作要做呢
？As if they say, "Well, I'm already saved. What else should I do? What else can I do?"
还有什么是我可以得着的呢
？What else can I gain?
我天堂的门票都已经有了呀。
I already got a ticket to go to heaven.
为什么对神的事情需要这么认真呢？
Why should I be so concerned and serious about the work of God?
好像这个投资不是有很多的回报。
As if that sort of investment is not going to give you a lot of reward.
在人看来，从没有得救到得救是一个很大的一个改变。
We should see that there should be a big change from being non-believer to being saved.
但是好像在得救以后，接下去好像没有很多的回报。
But as if after you got saved and the years after that, there's not much reward.
所以很多人就更愿意把这个时间花在其他的地方。
So people began to invest more time in other things than God's things.
我记得有一次我们我跟青年组的弟兄姊妹一起去发福音单张。
One time I remember I went with the youth group to go and give out the gospel tracts.
我们就在open火车站那个红绿灯那里。
We were at the traffic light at the Auburn train station.
在我们发单张的时候呢，
And as we are giving out tracts,
有一对父子拿了单张他们就继续推着那个购物车往前去。
There was someone who took a tract and continued pushing their trolley ahead.
然后我就听到他说了一句话。
Then I heard him say this.
下巴卡因。他是用福音话讲的，意思就是说吃饱了撑着。
Can you explain the meaning?
this means that these people got too much time to waste.
Okay. Yeah. And as he is complaining that me going out, giving out tracts is basically I got nothing else better to do to do this.
我们今天在这里聚集。
We are gathering here.
我们在这个生命的交通里头。
In our fellowship of life.
我们一同追求有对主有长进有认识。
We encourage one another to grow in the Lord.
我们自己需要知道我们是不是在浪费时间。
And we need to see, are we really wasting our time here?
其实那些说浪费时间的人，
Those people who say that we have too much time to waste,
可能没有进入这个交通。
Because they have never entered into that fellowship.
因为如果你真的进入这个生命的交通，
If you're truly entering into that fellowship of life,
进入交通的目的呢，是要享受这个交通。
And when you enter into that fellowship, you want to enjoy the fellowship.
就像我们有举行婚礼的目的是为了进入那个婚姻的时机。
And just like having a marriage, wedding ceremony is to entering into a marriage.
如果我们只是有一个开始却没有继续的话，
If we only have the beginning but not continuation.
可能这个开始也并不是在生命里头的。
Perhaps that beginning was not actually in the life.
所以基督徒的生命中是有工作的。
So there is work in the Christian life.
这个工作是神的工作。
This work is the work of God.
是神要在我们生命中来做成他的工作。
That God in our life needs to accomplish what he wants to do.
我们需要求主救我们脱离许多宗教的习惯。
So we need God to help us to be delivered from many habits in religious life.
让我们的追求，我们的聚集不是出于习惯。
That our gathering, our meeting with one another is not out of habit.
那是凭着信心。
But by faith.
什么是习惯呢？什么怎样分别习惯？是哪些是出于习惯，还是出于圣灵或者信心呢？
How do we differentiate what was come out of habit or what was of the Holy Spirit and of life.
有许多的工作乃是出于习惯或者出于肉体。
There are many such works are from our flesh, from our habit.
但只有出于信心出于圣灵的才能够结果子。
But what is out of the Holy Spirit, out of faith, will bear fruits.
最近一段时间当我在分享当我在回想我个人以往的服事的时候。
So lately I've been thinking about how I served God in the past.
我想有许多是出于一个习惯。
Many a times we felt that our serving is out of habit.
因为我不知道这些的服事在被服事的人 身上有多少生命的改变。
And I was thinking how many people's life was changed through my serving them habitually.
而且神的话语很准确。
I believe God's word is very accurate.
在加拉太五章那里。
In Galatians chapter 5.
讲到圣灵的果子。
Talking about the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
那么说下面也讲到情欲的事或者肉体的事。
In talking about the evidence of the work of the flesh.
英文说是肉体的工作。
And they say it's a work.
没有说肉体的果子。
It didn't say the fruit of the flesh.
所以肉体可以工作的，可以有许多的工作。
So the flesh can have many works.
但却没有生命的果子。
But there will be no fruits of life.
这些工作呢是死的工作。
And this work are work of death.
甚至有时候看起来是很有果效的。
Sometimes you can even see that it had much fruits, or much effective.
但是没有长存的果子。
But there is no fruit that lasts forever.
但主乃是叫我们的果子，叫我们常常连于他。
The Lord encourages us to be joined to Him always.
好，叫我们有生命的果子。
So that we may bear the fruits of life.
能够将荣耀归给神。
To give glory to God.
还有出于宗教的习惯的话是是看环境看场合的。
And things that is out of the religious habits are depend on the occasions or the environment.
比如说你你是基督徒。
For example, you are a Christian.
那么你应该给人传福音。
So you say you should share gospel with others.
你应该行善。
You should do good.
是在一个场合里头是这样子的。
So in certain environment, you can do that.
出于圣灵出于生命的就是里外一致是24小时是一直的是持续的。
But out of the Holy Spirit and out of your life,That is true, then it will be 24 hours a day, everywhere you go, any place.
如果我们只在聚会的时候可以跟人传福音。
If we can only share gospel with people when we are in the meeting.
我们却不能够跟我们家里的福音朋友传福音。
If we cannot share the gospel with the friends in our home family.
就是我们的儿子儿女。
And that is our own children, our,
我们的亲人。
Our relatives.
还没有接受主的。
Those who have yet to believe,
那么证明我们是只有宗教的习惯。
That it proves that we only have the religious habits.
是我家里有四个福音朋友。
So my home got four gospel friends.
他们是我的孩子。
They are my children.
所以出于生命的。
So out of life.
是一致的。
It should be consistent.
不管你是在这里聚会。
Whether you are meeting here.
还是在工作当中。
Or in your workplace.
感谢主在让我在工作中也看到一些事情。
So I thank God that in my workplace I can also see a certain things.
许多时候我们觉得自己懂得怎么祷告。
And sometimes we felt that we know how to pray.
但是在工作中，当真的一个有需要的人有需要的同事来找我的时候。
When there is a colleague who came to me with a need,
他遇到一个婚姻上的难处。
When he had some problems with marriage,
我突然间发现我真的不懂得怎么祷告。
I discovered that I don't know how to pray for him.
我突然间发现我不知道我没有力量，我不知道怎么样能够帮助他。
I discovered that I had no strength and not sure how to help him.
证明我以往许多的知识乃是一个宗教的习惯。
It proved that many of my knowledge were just religious habits.
这些知识使人骄傲。
And all this knowledge actually make me proud.
只有圣灵的工作乃是使人谦卑。
Only the work of the Holy Spirit make one humble.
不过感谢主，后来这一个我同事我还是我们就无依无靠的来到神的面前。
And together with this colleague, I came to God, and just prayed to him helplessly.
我们在工作的地方有一些的基督徒的聚集。
And in our, my workplace, there is a Christian gathering.
我们一同为这位姊妹祷告。
And together we pray for this colleague.
神也真的是在她的先生身上来动工。
And God has worked through her marriage and then managed to mend the relationship.
对，看到神是听祷告的神。
We can see that God listens to prayers.
我想我先停到这里。
I'll just stop here for now.
我想鼓励弟兄姊妹们，就我们祷告主。
We pray that brothers and sisters, we all can pray to the Lord.
让我们都脱离习惯性的聚集。
That we can all be delivered from habitual meeting.
让我们所有的追求所有在主面前的成长，不是出于一种习惯。
That our growth in the life and our seeking towards the Lord.It's not out of habitual things.
乃是出于信心，乃是在圣灵里头。
But by faith and out of the Holy Spirit.
感谢主。
Thank you.
一直在感动，所以我国语也不是太好，请弟兄姊妹们多多包涵。
I thank the Lord. I felt that God has been moving me to share, even though my Mandarin is not good. So please accept me.
感谢主，主的恩典很多在我身上。
I thank the Lord, God has much grace in my life.
所以我今天想把主的荣耀分享给大家。
I'd like to share with you the glory of God.
我是1988年信主的。
I believed in the Lord in 1988.
当时是因为我母亲生病，然后我姐的婆婆是信主的。
And that time, because my mom was sick and my sister's mother-in-law was a believer.
然后我姐的婆婆就把福音传给我妈妈。
So my sister's mother-in-law shared the gospel to my mom.
后来我妈妈就接受了，然后我们也跟着我妈妈信主了。
And my mom believed, and the rest of us follow our mom to believe as well.
当时我们那边是很乡下，就是说没有什么人信主。也没有人带我们信主，也是我姐婆婆从他们家乡带那个长老下去给我们带罪的。
So where we live is in a country area. Not many people believe in the Lord. So my sister mother-in-law brought other elders from the town to come to share the gospel with us.
但是因为就是说我妈妈毕竟是从迷信那边过来的，那是听到也很少。然后就过去有一些就是说迷信的事情啊，怕就是说如果没有解决以后，这个偶像会找我哥哥的麻烦，就是还是没有完全的相信主会抵挡这一切。
And that time, my family still had many idol worship practices, and we are a bit afraid that if we do not conclude that matter well, we might have troubles from the demons that might attack us.
虽然说我妈妈六月份的时候动了手术，但手感谢主，就说主弟兄姊妹们的祷告，然后就说手术都很成功。
And that time my mom needed to go through operation, and brother and sister praying for her, and the operation went well.
后来就是因为这些偶像的疑惑，就是在我妈妈心里面没有办法除掉。
But many of those idols and cannot be taken away from my mom's heart.
后来我妈妈还是继续去就是说解决了这些过去跟偶像就是约了这些事情，还是把它完全做好了。她说她以后会找我哥哥的麻烦。
And my mom continued to perform all the rites for the idols that she promised to do before. She hoped that by doing that, then my brother will not have trouble later on from the idols.
我记得当时我才十几岁，然后就是他那个写的是什么人的名字，什么人的名字，因为我妈妈不识字，就叫我念。他开始在那边做的时候就说女儿，你出来帮我念这些名字，然后你再进去。结果我
that time I was a teenager and my mom asked me to read out the list of names that she has prepared and I was reading them and she said.
结果我也听了我妈妈的话，就出去把这些名字念了好了，然后我就进去了，就我妈妈在外面做。
And I read the list of names and I went inside and then my mom continued to do her things outside.
可能就是因为这些罪的缘故吧，后来就是十一月份的时候，我妈妈就突然间在晚上就感觉说有点很痛，因为我妈妈得的是那个食道癌，然后就觉得非常的难受，非常的痛，就在那个时候到医院也无法抢救，就这样的离开世上。
Me, I'm not sure whether it's because of these sins that later on in October that year, my mom has, digestive cancer and had a sudden pain that was sent to the hospital but could not be revived. And she passed away.
但是因为我哥哥我嫂子没有接受主。
And because my brother and my sister-in-law did not believe.
只有我和妹妹跟我妈一起接受主。
Only myself and my younger sister came to believe the Lord through my mom.
因为我十二岁的时候父亲就不在了，然后十六岁那年母亲又走了。
So when I was 12 years old, my father passed away. When I was 16 years old, my mom passed away.
所以我就跟我哥哥和嫂子一起过。
So I lived together with my brother and my sister-in-law.
那个嫂子没有信主，她的娘家里那边也是非常迷信的，然后我也就没有信主了。
And because my sister-in-law did not believe the Lord and her family is very strongly superstitious, so I stopped believing.
在1990年的时候，我因为吃鱼，然后一个鱼刺在我喉咙里面，我怎么咽都咽不下去。
And in 1990, when I was eating fish, a piece of the bone stuck in my throat, and I could not get rid of it.
然后就是也有邻居说，你拿去给那些，就是说他们那些也是带于迷信的那种，他们就说会画什么那种符啊，然后你就烧了放在开水里面，他吃了你就会掉下去。
And then some neighbors encouraged me, say, you should go and see certain idol worshippers, and they will be all right, some script for you, and they can burn it in the water, and then drink it, and you will be all right.
然后我也听了他们的话，我也去做了。
And I listened to them, I went to do that.
感谢主的怜悯，还是就是说还是鱼刺还是没有办法掉下去。
But I thank God for His mercy that did not work.
都就是说都有大概两天了，然后我就觉得很难受。
Two days afterwards, I still have that bone stuck in my throat. I was I feel quite bad about it.
也是主拣选我，感谢主，就是说突然间我会领悟，我说就感觉我以前我姐说主什么事情都会做。
And then I suddenly remember.By the mercy of God, that God can do everything.
然后我就想试一试，我也信在那边祷告，我说主啊，如果你就是说还要我，你想要我信主的话，信你的话，我说你让我这个鱼刺能够掉下去，我就相信真的有你。
And that day, I prayed to God, say, God, if you still want me to be your believer, help me to.Help this bone to fall away and so that I can believe in you.
然后那时候我也没有听过什么道，我就自作聪明，就是倒了半碗开水，然后在碗里面就用手指画了一个十字架，然后把那个开水喝进去。
And because I have never heard any messages about this, and I just have a cup of water and draw a cross on the water with my finger and drank it.
感谢主，真的鱼刺一下子就掉下去了，就感觉没有了。
And amazingly, the piece of bone just fell away from my throat, and I swallowed it.
那时候我就相信真的有这位主。
And from that day onward, I truly believe that God is real.
虽然说哥哥嫂子他们没有信，但是他们也没有反对我们。
Because even though my brother and my sister-in-law did not believe.They did not object for me to believe.
我大约星期天的时候，就是要到隔壁大约要走几里路吧，就是去那边大堂里面去聚会。
On every Sunday, I had to walk quite a few miles to get to the meeting place, to meet with brothers and sisters.
当时因为就是说家里比较穷，然后哥哥嫂子因为那个计划生育嘛，就是 生了两个女儿，然后就怕政府要抓她去接杂，然后也逃到工地去了。
That time my brothers and sisters have two daughters already, and they're a bit worried that the government want to freeze her womb so that she cannot have any more children. They ran away from that place.
所以那时候我们乡下也没有地方赚钱，就是我靠绣花赚一点钱，然后自己跟我妹妹两个人一起过这样。
So at that time, we do not have any income, so we just make some handiworks to sell so that my sister and I can survive on our own.
那时候就是生活比较困难，然后我姐就说：“你现在已经18岁了，我帮你做媒好不好？”
And that time I was about 18 years old, and my sister, older sister, said to me, let me introduce someone to you.
我说你帮我做主吧，我也不知道。
And I said to her, just do what you need to do. I do not know anything.
然后我姐就介绍了她乡村的一个男孩子，她说他人很好，我就这样跟他订婚了。
And then my sister introduced a boy from my same village and said he's a good boy, and then we have an engagement after that.
他我老公家里也没有信主了，然后我跟他结婚，后来就有了孩子。
And my husband, he is not a believer, and so is his family. And after we got married, we start to have children.
我就是也有听，就说去听做礼拜的时候，就是也有听那个传道那些弟兄们讲，就说如果配偶没有信主，你也要替他祷告。
And as I go to church, and I heard someone preaching that if your husband is not a believer, you need to pray for him.
当时我也就是跟他讲，他说不可能，现在我父亲还在那里，我不可能跟你一起信主。他说怕他父亲这样。
And my husband said to me that he's afraid of his father, who is a non-believer, and therefore he cannot believe because of the fear of his father.
然后我也没办法，只能就是说祷告的时候替他祷告，就是。
I have no other way but to continue to pray for him.
后来就是因为我那个孩子就是说几个月的时候，他就一直到晚上的时候一直发烧。
And later on, my son was born, and then for a few months, he always had high fever.
就说到有好几天，不是说只看过一个医生，就是好几个医生去看的时候，就说你这孩子没有病啊，挺好的。然后回家到晚上就开始发烧。
And when we took him to see doctors, doctor always say there's nothing wrong with this boy, but whenever he gone home, he will have high fever at night.
后来我就是跟我家弟兄说，我说，可能是因为有两种原因，就是说，有一种就是说可能主要拣选你，另一种可能是撒旦，因为你没有信，可能撒旦在你身上站住脚。
And I said to him, I say maybe God wants you to come to Him. Secondly, it could be Satan's disturbance that try to harm you and your son.
然后他就不接受，他说哪里会关我的事？
And then he rejected that, said, there's nothing to do with me.
我说你就试一下吧，我说你叫我们长老跟你带罪，然后你去试一下。当时我就也觉得没有办法，我好像就说也很大胆，也不知道是主给我这种信心还是什么，我就说了一句，我说你去跟我信主，然后这孩子如果还是一直这样的话，那我也不信了。
And I'm not sure whether I was bold or I was moved by the Lord in saying that. I say, you come and believe in the Lord. If you believe and our child still continue to have high fever, even I will give up.
如果说我说如果说这孩子从这以后就好了，那你就是主要拣选你，那你就是要跟我找。他说可以。
But if the child become better, then it is God want to choose you to be His believer, then you must follow.
他说那我就像。
And he said yes.
他说那我就像赌博一样赌一赌吧。
Then he said, in that case, I'm like a gambler. I'll gamble on this.
真的感谢主，我就叫长老帮他戴罪，然后就从那以后，我孩子就好好的，什么都没有。
So I asked the elder from my church to come and help him to confess his sins. And then he, from that moment onward, my son became better.
感谢主，就说我儿子大概三岁的时候，因为我家就在那个菜园旁边，然后他们就说那个卷菜就是拜老鼠吃了，然后我就带着孩子去菜园种菜，然后邻居也在菜园种菜。
This time we have a vegetable field, and then we were planting the vegetables, and my son went together with me, and we know that some of the vegetable has been eaten by mouse.
他那个邻居就拿了那种花生的老鼠药放在菜园里面。
And the neighbors actually put some poison in the vegetable garden because of the mice.
当时我也是忙着种菜，没有去注意，然后这孩子就去拿那个花生吃。
And the poison is looked like peanuts. It was in the field, and my son did not know there was poison, and he took some and swallowed it.
后来就是又有一个邻居出来种菜，因为我平时都带着孩子去这个邻居家里玩。
And there was another neighbor who came out to plant vegetables, and we usually go to his house to play.
他那个我儿子就说婶婶，我这里也有花生吃。
And then my son said to the auntie, say, auntie, I have some peanuts to eat.
然后那个就是下那个花生老鼠药的那个邻居就突然间醒悟过来，他说，哎呀，不得了，那是我下的老鼠药。
And then the neighbor who planted the poison suddenly realized that, oh no, those are poisons.
但是我不知道他到底吃了多少，就是当那时候那个邻居就说，快把家里有没有鸡蛋，快拿鸡蛋出来给他吃进去，可能会吐出来。
And then the neighbor say, do you have any eggs at home? Just let him swallow some egg, maybe he will spit out the poison.
然后就拿了鸡蛋出来让他吃进去，但也没有吐出来。
But so we give him some eggs,But he did not spit out the poison.
后面我就拿到就说镇那边医院大医院去。
And we took him to the big hospital in the town.
然后医院就拿很多水给他灌进去。
And the hospital given him much liquids.
到了大约一周的时候嘛，就说医生说你孩子好像都很正常，明天应该可以出院了。
And after a week, the doctor said, your son seems normal, you can leave the hospital now.
感谢主，当时就说因为这个下老鼠药的这个邻居他也是刚信主。
And that neighbor who planted the poison was a new believer.
然后教会就说听到这个消息大家都很害怕，就也是在主面前拼命的祷告。
And when the church heard about this incident, they were all afraid and they all earnestly prayed for that matter.
就是说要求主不要让这件不好的事情发生。
And so that God will prevent any tragedy from happen from that matter.
后来就感谢主真的听了弟兄姊妹们的祷告。
So we thank God that God listened to the prayers of brothers and sisters.
然后就在那一天我儿子吃完在吃饭的时候，早上在吃饭的时候就说他要找那种豆腐干。
That day when my son was eating a meal with us, he said that he wants to eat 豆腐。
因为豆腐干是隔夜的，所以那时候天气是热的，我怕有点坏，所以没给他吃。我就说没有豆腐干了，豆腐干都吃完了。
And that day, because he wanted dry tofu, and I felt that it was a hot day, and maybe the tofu is not good anymore. So I said to him, "It's all gone. We have finished them."
但是因为有一个就是旁边也有一团那个病人，他。生病了，然后呢，那个送饭的是一位巫婆。
And there was another patient next to him, and the person who gave food to him was actually a witch.
我就说了这一句，然后孩子本来是好好的，他说要下去玩，我就把他换下去，一换下去就摔倒了，然后就整个脸嗨掉了，然后就好像嘴里面。有那种就是说泡那种 好水泡的那种一直流出来那样子。
And then my son said, I want to go down and play. So I let him go down. As soon as he go down, he fell. And his face turned black. And there are some water coming out of his mouth. Bubbles coming out of his mouth.
但是就说还没到8点, 医生都还没上班。
That time was not even 8 o'clock in the morning, so the doctor hasn't come to the hospital yet.
然后就那些就说一起在医院里面的人，他们也很爱心，看到这样的情况就帮忙去找护士、找医生。
So when the workers in the hospital saw that, they were concerned, and they went to quickly find nurses or doctors.
然后医生就拿了那些氧气什么的出来。
And the doctor came with the instruments for oxygen and so forth.
我就跟我家弟兄说，我说你。 赶紧去打电话，因为当时的时候就说，没有什么手机在身上，就是要跑到外面去打电话。我说你快赶紧去打电话，告诉我们教会弟兄姊妹们替我们孩子祷告。So
I said to her husband, say quickly go and make a phone call, ask the church brothers and sisters to pray for our child.
他可能是听错了，还是这也是主的工作吧。
I'm not sure whether he actually heard the wrong thing because. Perhaps this is the work of God.
他就打电话回去说，给教会就说，你们弟兄姊妹快点来几个啊，就说我儿子像这样的情况。And
he said to the brother sister, instead of asking the prayer, say, please send a few people because my son is in danger.
真的感谢主，如果我一个人在那里，因为那时候我家弟兄也是刚信主了，如果我一个人可能也是没有办法抵挡这个巫婆。
And that time, because the witch was there in the hospital, I felt that I'm a new believer, so is my husband. We do not have any power against her.
后来就是，那我儿子晕倒的时候，那个巫婆就在那里唱啊跳啊，就开始那样子起来的。And
when my son was fainted, and the witch started to dance and cry out in many things that she do.
因为那个我那个乡村到那个镇。 上面医院也有几里路，还要当时就说车也不是很方便，到了一会儿他们才到。And
because the hospital was quite far away from where I live, and it took a long while before the brother and sister came from the church.
然后就弟兄姊妹们同心祷告了，唱诗这样子。And
the brother and sister gathered around the bed and started to sing hymns and to pray aloud.
后来这个巫婆她就停了，就没有在那里唱啊跳了。And
then that witch stopped dancing and jumping around.
然后有一个姊妹就问她，她说，到底是你大还是主大？And
then one sister challenged her, said, "Is God is greater or you are greater?"
然后她就自己指了一个大拇指，她说，只是这个大拇指，她只是这个最后面的一个手指。
And she said that the Lord is the biggest and she's the smallest.
感谢主，就是经过这样的话，我孩子没事了。And
after that incident, my child was safe.
感谢主，就说还有就是有一次，就是我那个一个就说一个子孙的，然后大约就是有60多户人家。 哦，sorry，
不过你可以讲完这一个，讲完这个。啊，对不起，我再占用弟兄姊妹们一点时间哈。好，just take a bit more time from brothers and
sisters。就是他们就是说要做那种什么迷信，就是说一家拿100块钱，然后就做一些迷信，到最后就是晚上的时候一起喝酒这样。
And a few neighbors joined together, they joined some funds together and to do some superstitious activities, and then they want to have a meal together.
后来我就说，因为圣经上面有记载，就说与世事为友，就是与神为敌。And
I heard the Bible teaching said to be a friend of the world is to be an enemy of God.
然后我就说，我这个钱我不能吃，我不去，我也不去喝酒，我也不要吃这个钱。And
I say to my neighbors that I will not join the funds, I will not join the dinner with you.
后面就有就说地位很高的那些人，就是也是我们至亲的人来劝我，他说不是说信主的只有你一个，他们还有七八户人家也都是信主的，他们都去啊。
And then someone who is high in position in my village came in, tried to advise me to follow, them, because he said, not just you are the believer, there are few other believers, they also join in the activities.
我说，他们是他们，我是我，因为这个就好像说是小孩子读书一样，什么人读了会好，什么人读了不好，这都是自己的事情，不是说跟别人有什么关系。
I say I have no, that what they want to do got nothing to do with me. And like reading the book, and still, for a child to read the book, they might read the same book but have different results.
我说我只能对不起你们，我不能对不起主。
I say I can only say sorry to you, but I cannot say sorry to God.
然后这就没去了，然后我就把我儿子，因为小孩子我看到那些办酒席他可能会比较喜欢，我怕他出去等一下在那里如果他出去了肯定会也被人叫去吃，我就把孩子关在家里。
And that night when they have the feast, I was afraid my son was attracted by the feasting and want to join them, so I lock him up in my home.
然后我就听见外面就是我嫂子还有我堂婶就在说到底他信主要有多么好，到底他信主到底是比谁家富裕什么的什么，好像说了很多这样不好听的话之类的。
And I was inside the home and I heard many of the conversation outside, and even my relative was complaining about me, say she believes in the Lord, what do you think, does she think that she's much better than us?
感谢主，那时候我也只能跟主说，我说是的，我是没有比别人怎么样怎么样，但是我知道你一定，如果我是敬畏你的，你一定会以后会给我有那种生活。
And I said to the Lord, Lord, I want to be obedient to you, and you will look after me.
感谢主，就是到然后到2008年，我跟我儿子排队来到这边。
And in 2008, I accompanied my son to come to Australia.
然后因为孩子就说胃经常叫胃吐，然后那次胃出血。
And my son always complained of stomach problem, even had blood.
也感谢教会弟兄姊妹们，很多弟兄姊妹们帮忙，我没有一一提示他们的名字。
I did not mention their names, but there are many brothers and sisters actually help us and pray for us.
之后就孩子也没事。
And my son recover.
感谢主，就说前两年我在我自己老家就说也建了五层别墅。
And in my own town, I have built about 5 apartments.
因为我们乡下的人他就说很就是很在乎这个地平的问题。
可能这个时间。
我再说两次
okay,
再说两句就完了。
Just want to share 2 more things.
然后我就说我们也不想跟别人吵闹，我们就把下面一层作为地下室，就是说地坪后面的人不让我就是说抬高，但是前面的人那个地坪又比我很高很多。
I was building my apartments and I was a bit worried that the neighbors are not happy with that, even though my land was in the middle of a higher and a lower ground.
我就这样子建起来。
And I was able to build my apartments.
感谢主，因为我那时候就是说那个房子也是非常差的，是上面是台板的，就是外面下大雨，里面就是下小雨。
And the apartments were not built very well, so if there's a storm outside, the roof start to leak, and we have a little like a drizzle inside the house.
感谢主，就是我经常会在主面前仰望，我说主啊，这旁边他们房子都是这么漂亮，就我这房子像这样的也不会荣耀你的名，你就我就好像说这样子仰望主。
I was looking to the Lord, say, I want to glorify you to have a better house. So I prayed that way.
真的, 谢谢主, 就说, 现在我, 那个房子应该在那边, 应该是最高, 最,
and now I have built the highest or the tallest house in the area.
所以我, 记得圣经上就说, 诗篇, 34篇那边说, 你们要尝尝主恩的滋味。 便知道他是美善的, 敬畏主的人, 一无所缺。
And Psalm 34 saying that taste and see that the Lord is good, those who fear him, they will be blessed.
我相信主的应许, 他永远都不会白说的。
I believe God's blessing will not be wasted.
因为在提摩太后书 3章16节那边也说, 圣经是神所默示的。
And the Bible say in 1 Timothy 3:16 that the Bible is the inspired by God.
然后就是在那个马太福音24章35节也那边也告诉我们, 就说, 天地会废去, 主的话不能废去。
Matthew 24:35 saying that the heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will remain forever.
感谢主, 就是说, 我们如果相信主, 主一定会替我们做, 我们没有想过的事情。
I believe that if we believe in the Lord, God will accomplish what we can't even think or imagine.
谢谢主。
Thank you. Thank the Lord for the two brothers who have very good sharing with us.
他们都提醒我们说在神的家中, 我们必须是有一种生命的吸引和享受, 不要成为一种压力跟重担。
They have reminded us that in our gathering that it should be an enjoyment, a blessing, and not a burden to us.
后边姐妹也用她自己亲身的经历来跟我们分享主在她身上的恩典。
Then our sister shared with her own personal experience how God has been blessing her all these years.
那么主在每个人身上都有不同的带领，我们不能够评论任何一个人的经验。
And because God has different leading in each one of our lives, we cannot judge one another based on their experience.
不过为着许多在座其他有一些初信的或者青年人, 我必须提醒一点点。
But for the many young believers or young people, I must remind you on this.
我不盼望我们的信仰经常被外边的事物跟环境
I really hope that our faith is not determined by external matters or things.
姐妹她可以觉得如果是家里造一个美丽的房子是荣耀神的一件事。
If our sister felt that to build a beautiful house is a thing to glorify God,
我们也不能说她有什么不对的地方。
We cannot say that she is wrong in that.
但是我不盼望这是成为我们教导下一代认为说我们信主就会得着某些祝福或者某些比别人成功的事情才叫荣耀主。So
I want to teach the younger generation to say, to know that believing in God doesn't mean that we will be blessed in material things. That is the only way to glorify Him.
我想我们整个信仰的内涵只有一点。
Because the whole content of our belief should be only one thing.
用圣经的话来讲, 水里边有耶稣就有永生。
That is in the word of God, whoever have Jesus has eternal life.
水里边没有耶稣就没有永生。
Who did not have Jesus, the Son of God, he will not have eternal life.
你如果里边有耶稣, 不管你在多穷困, 多苦难的情形里边, 你都是幸福的人。
And when you have Jesus in you, no matter how much difficulty or poverty you may be in, you are the most blessed person.
你如果里边没有耶稣, 你在多昌盛的环境底下, 多享有富足的环境底下, 你都不会是幸福的人。
And if you do not have Jesus in you, no matter in how luxurious, how glorious our living environment, you are most wretched.
只有耶稣是我们的一切。
Only Jesus is our all and in all.
只有你的生命里边真正有耶稣，他才会改变你自己整个人的一生跟价值观。
Only when we have Jesus in us, then can He change our value system and our mind.
早先我的两位弟兄也提醒过，我们不要单单遵守一些宗教的外观跟习惯来成为我们的信仰。
And our brothers have encouraged us that we should not use any religious activities as habitually thinking that it's our faith.
真正的信仰是你里边有耶稣，每天在你里边成为你的主宰，让你在平凡的生活中活出像耶稣的生活。
But to really have Jesus is to in everyday life live out that life of Jesus.
是我们天天的自我被改变，而耶稣天天在我们里边加增的一个生命的旅程。
That in our journey of life, that Jesus is in our life every day. Jesus is changing us every day.
主耶稣可以让一个人非常富足的物质。
The Lord Jesus may allow one person to become rich in material things.
主耶稣也可以让一个人在很穷困、满了疾病的环境底下，但是他仍然是个喜乐的人。
But Jesus may also allow another person in much poverty and sickness, yet he is still most blessed.
所以时候没到，我们什么事情都不要论断。
So before time is up, let us not judge one another.
我们互相的鼓励。我们互相的以主的生命来互相的扶持跟往前走。
Let us support one another, help one another to go forward.
这是我结束前的一点点的提醒。
So this is my reminder before we conclude.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主耶稣，愿你在我们当中被高举。
Lord Jesus, may you be exalted in our midst.
主耶稣，我们感谢你在这些年间，你用着弟兄姐妹的经验和弟兄姐妹在家庭聚会中的学习，在教会中相爱的学习。
And in these years that you have used the experience of brother and sister, how we love one another as encouragement,
以致我们能够看见有许多人生命的改变。
And therefore, we can see the change in their life.
以致我们能够真正的对人说。我们一切的好处不在主以外。
So we can say to people, all our good things is not apart from you.
而且我们的心能够说有你，我们已经够了。
And we can say to you, Lord, with you, we are all, we have all that we need.
主，愿你在教会中凡事上可以居首位。
May you have the first thing in all things in the church.
也愿你在我们个人的生活中，我们个人的家庭里边，你都能居首位。
That in our personal life, in our family life, you may have the first place.
好，让我们天天记得你吩咐我们的话说，背起自己的十字架来跟从你。
That we may remember to take up our cross and follow you.
让你在我们里边加增，我们的自我天天减少。
That you may increase in us and our self will become less and less.
愿你在教会中得着你该得的荣耀。
May you receive the glory you should receive in the church.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask. Amen.
Amen.